Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Niners.
Dude, I was nervous at one point, and then I looked at the third quarter, and I was like, oh, damn. End of the third quarter, I was like, oh, Lord, what happened?
Let me tell you something. Woo! Did you see on First Take, Stephen A. Smith did his top five, and he put the 49ers up in there, so I'm excited. It was a crazy, crazy week 11 of football, folks. Like we saw some butt-whooping.
Every week. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know what's going. I don't know what's going on anymore.
First of all, how's your Vikings booties? How's the Vikings at? But because they got kicked.
There was so where I live. Obviously, most for those that want to know, I live in Minnesota. So I'm not a Vikings fan. I support the team because it's just the thing to do. But I also like football. So I root for whoever the hell I'm watching most of the time, unless it's the Cowboys, because who the hell roots for that team? And the Packers, because, you know, I can't stand them either. But there's a lady that lives across the street from us that has a Vikings flag flying all the time. Right. At the end of – halfway through that game, by the halftime, that flag was at half-mast. I looked out there, saw that at half-mast, was like, oh, damn. I have never seen a Vikings fan lower their flag to half-mast.
If they had Odell Beckham playing in that game, I think it would have been an extra point. That was
it was so bad that Cooper Rush got to go back in and play some football.
Let me tell you, I'm so mad. I had a choice of Cousins and Herbert, and I put Herbert on the bench, and I went with Cousins, and Cousins got me
Bupkis.
I think he got me like 3 points. Jesus. I was so mad. But you got to give it up. And I give respect when respect's due. Dallas, Dak has stepped up the game. Hey. I think they gave him a bionic thumb, dude. I think they gave him a bionic thumb.
I don't know. I still think so. It's weird because I care less about the Cowboys, but as a sports talk, you know, commentator, Ron Schlesinger, DeAndre.
Hey, let me tell you something. Even DeAndre, his steroids couldn't even help him with the Niners, man. Even though he was balling, though. Hopkins was balling that game, but they still lost to the Niners.
My thing with it is, you know, I love to talk about sports and all that. But the whole thing with the Cowboys is, like, I used to think Prescott was the issue. I don't think he is. I think he's just been getting injured one too many times, and that messes up his game. So he's just a little injury prone. Not hugely, but he's a little bit. He seems to get injured. Something happens to him last couple of seasons. Right. But the issue that the Cowboys have is when Jerry – and I made a statement about this before. When Jerry Jones came out and said, well, Zeke, Ezekiel Elliott's our number one running back. No, he's not. We have seen for the last three weeks who your number one running back is.
And that's one of the reasons why the Cowboys are good, because that guy has elevated his game.
My thinking here, and I think I said this before, is I think the reason that they're keeping Zeke as the number one, as the starting running back, is for trade value. Because his trade value would go down if they demoted him to second or third string. I don't think third string, but if they dropped him down to second string running back, his value is going to go down. Right. This is a business move to keep him locked there, because we see what they're doing. They're keeping, he's not playing that much, which means he's one, staying healthy. Mm-hmm. He's still listed as the starter, so he still gets the start, but we're seeing who really is running the show.
I would bring him in. I'm like, look, dude, let's keep it real. Polar is playing way better than you. We're going to deduct your pay, and we're going to upgrade him. Now, he ain't going to be going for that, but guess what? Then you can then you can go, because we really don't need. Dude, did you see the pass that he caught? He can run. He can catch.
He definitely can catch better than Pickens. Dude was wide open. I watched that so many times, that replay, many times, and I'm just like, one, shout out to the Steelers quarterback. Dude's got a nice arm. I mean, that was a hell of a pass.
Yeah.
But you burned two receivers that ended up tripping over each other. Wide open touchdown, and you just bobble it. It's just like butter dripping.
He's got hands. He got hands. He's got that, like, I see Odell Beckham in him. Okay? He's good.
But he's not going to live that one down. He ain't going to live that bobbled catch down.
He's got some hands. He's caught some passes, but, hey, you win some, you lose some. His quarterback ain't that great, though. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not saying that either. But I will say that was a very nice pass, and it was a very funny bobbled incompletion. Go ahead.
Can we start with your Washington Commanders? They're on a roll. I'm like, what? Guess what? They're in the hunt.
I've been saying it, folks.
And I'm just like, wait a minute. And they're doing this without Wentz. So what is going on with the Commanders?
So the thing here is that at the beginning of the season, and before when we had our show, right before the season started, when they made the announcement that they were trading for this bum in Indianapolis called Wentz, I literally came out and said, I'll give him 4 weeks and he'll be injured.
I will give you that.
It took him 5 weeks to get injured.
But you're still right.
The talent was gone. He had that opening game, which was fantastic. I was like, all right, okay. So he did great. And then we got the bum-ass Wentz back again, week two and three and four, and then he gets injured, and now he lost his job. He should never have had the job. This has always been Heineke's job to lose, and he has not done enough to lose the job. And thankfully, Rivera has seen that, and I think he saw the difference with the team when Wentz was playing. And look, as soon as Heineke got his first start, the momentum shifted. The team was energized. Offense was playing semi well. Defense was playing fantastic. It was a complete shift with the energy level from getting rid of Wentz. And I think Wentz is done. He's not getting the job back in Washington. He won't be back here. He'll be on a different team, or he'll be sitting in free agency hoping someone signs him. And even if he gets a job, I don't know if he's going to get a starting job again. I think he's a backup at this point. And he will be a backup till he proves himself that he can be a starter again. I don't think he's starting quarterback material at this point.
All right. But hold on. Now, you guys didn't win because of the quarterback. It was kicking and a running back. Defense played. I mean, good Lord. They stopped Pierce. Mills ran more yards than Pierce, the running back. I mean, they shut him down.
Well, Washington's defense has always been – we've had a good defense the last couple of years. It's just taken a while to get there for some reason. And I know we had the high expectations. We started off miserable. We were dead last. Now we're 6-5.
6-5, man. 6-5. You're in the hunt. And right now, I mean, good Lord, the way how things are going.
Let's be honest. When I watched the highlights for the Washington game, because I just wasn't around enough to catch it. It was ugly to start. It was punt. You know, Houston got a touchdown. And then it was just after the Houston touchdown, it was nothing but punts until Washington got Curtis Samuel got a touchdown. Right. And then it was back punt, then field goal, punt, field goal. You know, it was
Mills had a horrible – he had two interceptions, so Mills had a horrible game.
But the thing that Washington did once again, and this is what they did before, is time management.
Yes.
They controlled the clock. It's what they did to shut down the Eagles. Right. They controlled the clock. They did have – and a healthy Antonio Gibson, along with Robinson, is a dangerous backfield.
I agree.
They were on par. So Gibson, 18 carries, 72 yards, averaging 4 yards a carry. Robinson, 15 carries, 57 yards, 3.8 yards a carry.
Right.
And Heinicke didn't do a bad job. I mean, he was 15 of 27, 191 yards, no touchdowns. It is what it is.
But he didn't throw any interceptions. Yeah.
Logan Thomas was healthy. Right. You know, we've got a good back core receivers when Thomas is healthy. I mean, there's enough. We don't need to say any more about Terry McLaurin. We know enough about him. And, you know, it's nice to see these guys staying healthy. Heinicke did make that fumble. He did fumble the ball, but the defense was on par again. Allen had two sacks. Montez Sweat had two sacks. I mean, Payne had a sack. We had five sacks in that game.
But here's the thing. Philly, the Giants, and the Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles. I mean, hello. The Giants, the Cowboys, and the Eagles. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. So. I get it. And I mean, to be fair, the NFC East, you know, Philly's 9-1. The Cowboys are 7-3. The Giants are 7-3. And Washington is 6-5. We're on a 2-game winning streak.
Yeah.
And obviously the Eagles and Cowboys are on 1 games, but we still are in it.
Yes, you are. The Cowboys and the Giants
fell apart, and Washington came back. We have the potential. I gotta have to look at our schedule to see the rest of the games, because we could potentially. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there is a small smidgen of a potential that we could win the division, which is the farthest thing possible. If the other three teams, we already beat the Eagles once. Look, if I had said this 3 weeks ago that Washington would be 6-5, you would have been doing the exact same thing.
Yes, I would have.
I'm just saying. So
I would have.
You don't know.
If you would have told me that Detroit, did you see what Detroit did?
Detroit's in second place.
Exactly. Detroit's so anything
in the NFC.
You're right. So anything is anybody can win any Sunday. Yeah.
I mean, look at the NFC South. The Bucks and the Falcons are tied. They're five and the Bucks are 5-5. Falcons are 5-6. So first and second place. But the Saints aren't out of it at 4-7.
Panthers. Panthers are not mathematically are not out of it.
Who's in first place in the NFC East? Do we know? I feel like I should know this team.
NFC West. You know
who NFC it West is what I meant. I feel you like know I should
who
know.
It is. I know who it is. Don't be fronting. We're about to. Let me tell you something. The Rams. Rams are done. They're pretty much done. They're done.
Four game losing streak. That's a lot for the Rams. For a Super Bowl winning team to have that big
Cup is out and Cup is hurt. That's your offense right there. Is Cup. So I'm not worried about Geno. Not worried about Geno. The only thing that will hurt us is Jimmy G. Just don't let him go crazy with the ball. Just hand it CMC.
Debo. If you balance the offense, and I think Shanahan's got to know at this point that you can't rely 100% on Jimmy. Like
he did a hell of a job. Mexico City, he did great.
No, I'm not saying it. This is not a negative against Jimmy. They're not like the Chiefs. He's not Patrick Mahomes, where you can throw the ball the entire game and not worry about a running game and still win.
Right.
I think he is a very good quarterback. I would almost put him borderline great quarterback. He's not like Brady level or something, but he is very good. As long as you balance that, as long as their offense is balanced with the running game, he does a fantastic job. And he has, as long as he's not flustered, he's like Kirk Cousins. Cousins is the same way. When he is flustered, and it's all on him to pass, you know it's going to be a loss.
Well, I did watch the whole night of game, and thank you, Mexico. Man, the fans out there with that red isn't and it, gold, it was
dude,
great.
Isn't it crazy how the over at these other countries when we have the NFL games, mm-hmm. they're more rowdy yes. and excited than the US fans.
Because they're fans and they don't get to go all often to a stadium and watch, and like, you know, I can get tickets, I could go to Santa Clara yeah. and I could watch my Niners, but in another country, you can't, you know, unless you fly out, and not everybody got money to do that. But
yeah, so do you think the Giants are collapsing, or do you think that they're okay? Because they did get their butts handed to them by the Lions. I mean, I wasn't really expecting a 31-18 win by the Lions, to be honest.
Good Lord.
I don't know what their issue, what would be the issue, because I get it's only one game. They came right. off a bye. Maybe that was right. it. But come on, to the Lions. Who?
Hey, but you know what, though? I'm going to put it like this. You got to give them that one. Just like the Vikings been playing and they got their tails kicked. They're still up there. Philadelphia, yeah. they've been dominating. They lost. So, I mean, they're still – Giants are still 7-3.
Yeah.
You know, they're you know,
I mean,
they're in it.
And I get the Eagles. The Eagles are 9-1, but they barely – They got lucky with Sunday's game with that win.
Well, I can't wait when we do our picks, but you know, they got the Cowboys. Yeah.
So Jared Goff, I mean, he didn't get a touchdown, but he didn't throw any interceptions. But it looks like the Lions have found what works for them the best, and it seems to be their running game. Justin Jackson, 9 carries, 66 mm-hmm. yards, averaged yeah. a little over 7 yards a carry. And then yeah. Jamal Williams had 17 carries, 64 yards.
Yeah.
And even DeAndre Swift, 5 carries for 20 in the touchdown. But they just were using everybody to run the ball. I mean, except for, you know, Goff did a fantastic job of running it 4 times for -1 yard. So, bravo, buddy. Just stick to passing. You're not a running back. You're not Justin Fields or someone like that. And even their passing game, I mean, clearly we see who his favorite
well,
is.
Well, Brown, St. Brown's, he's the stud. He's the man, St. Yeah. Brown.
Well, I can see that one. 8 targets, 7 catches, 76 yards.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to look at I got to pull up the Giants and just see what the hell. So, Daniel Jones, 27 of 44, 341 yards, a touchdown.
That was all and in garbage time. That was in garbage
the
time.
The killer was the 2 picks.
Yeah.
But this is what I've seen from Daniel Jones the last several games, is on top of his passing, he's got more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley. That's an issue to me.
Well, there's your problem right there. Saquon is supposed to be the man. He's supposed to be the running back. He's supposed to be like the weapon. And
well, I mean, he was, but I mean, you and I could have ran better than him. He ran the ball 15 times for 22 yards. He averaged 1.5 yards per carry. That's terrible,
half, folks. That is horrible. Horrible. hey, here's his longest. His longest run was 4 yards. 4 yards.
You can't win a game when your quarterback has a better. Their quarterback averaged 7 yards a carry.
Yeah, I
and you start know, running back out people, 1 yard.
You can't. I see the news. Everybody's beating up on Danny Dimes, but running back got what?
He's gonna get himself killed doing that though.
You get a paycheck too. Well, he had to run because this guy wasn't running. He's
I gotta run.
Somebody got to play running back.
Wandale Robinson. Where the hell? I don't even know who that is. I mean, is he the star? Because 9 catches on 13 targets, 100 yards receiving. And then Darius Slayton, 5 catches for 86 yards. It's not bad.
Even Matt Breida, good Lord.
He even got a touchdown.
Jesus Christ. What the,
Juan,
the world?
Hey, Wandale even got one. He ran the ball once and still did a better job with his average than Saquon.
Yeah. That was a horrible game. Horrible, horrible game.
I mean, it wasn't as bad. You know what game scared me initially?
What was
that? The Browns-Bills game.
Why did that scare you?
Well, they started off sluggish. The Bills started off sluggish, so I wasn't sure if they were that was the only thing. And then they, you know, Josh Allen's like, hold my jockstrap, boy. We got a game to win.
Yeah,
and
I agree. Cooper was he was hitting him up. Jacoby was hitting to Amari, and and can't forget Donovan Peoples-Jones for a touchdown.
So this is what I thought was the funniest thing I've seen all day for leading up to the Vikings or the Bills game was this.
I know. Hey, Lions, hope you don't mind, but we did some read. You know, they got to go back, and they got to go back and play. They got to play the Lions.
But you see what they didn't even – they really didn't – all they did was copy. If you look here, they literally colored over the line, over the Lions logos and just wrote what, like a kid wrote, Bills, and then slapped their logo. I was like, I love that because that was from the Bills organization. I'm like, damn, that's a mic drop if I ever saw one.
Yeah, it is.
Holy shit. That was probably the funniest thing I had seen. I was like, oh, Lord.
Hey, both teams had awesome games. They got over 30 points. So shout out to the Lions. Shout out to the Bills. I got the Bills beating Detroit, though. Sorry, Detroit. Got the Bills beating you.
That's probably why they did that. Like I said, with the Eagles game, when I was talking about the Eagles, 17-16 to the Colts.
Man, good Lord. I thought the Colts were going to come back and win.
But if you're 9 and if you're an 8-1 team and you're that, they, and let's be honest, the Eagles are the best team in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. But you almost lost to the Colts.
Jalen Hurts put that team on his back towards the end, and he won that game.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Is there any other?
He should be nominated for MVP. Jalen Hurts.
Oh, easily. Let's see. I'm looking to see what I mean. There were several snooze fest.
Well, let's get, Aaron Rodgers got another L. They lost to against Tennessee. There's rumors talking about Love. Let's see what Love can do. And I'm like,
Rodgers is done. He looked horrible.
I watched the game.
I messaged our boss Sandy and I go a while back when they started tanking, and I said that Rodgers will not be with the Packers next season. There will be two scenarios. He's either retiring at the end of the season, which I don't see happening because I think he's going to be pissed off. He's still pissed off with the whole Davante Adams thing. But I think what we'll see is he's going to be on another team next year. Where? Yeah. I don't know.
I just spilt my damn drink. Damn it. Mad. I'm thirsty.
I've heard a lot of people say, well, you know, he'll probably just end up in San Francisco. But I'm like,
Well, he's done. Brady,
I don't think he's retiring.
The balls were over the guy's heads. He wasn't. He just didn't play good. I looked at some of the throws.
I don't think he cares anymore.
He cares.
Does he though? He cares. Look at his performance.
Bro. There's some people that can play Father Time. Some people. Can beat
there's
it.
Only one. There's only one.
Brady.
Person.
Brady. Brady. And then there's just some people. It's your time. It's your time. You know.
I don't.
It's your time.
I know, but and the best part of this, folks, is that at the beginning of the season, we weren't. We would have never been at this point where we were saying it's time for Rodgers to retire because he was coming off that back-to-back NFL MVPs and all of that. So, and look where we are now. Week 11 is over, and we're talking about Rodgers. Is he done? Is he ready to retire?
It happens. Steve Young?
Joe
Montana?
Steve Young was a whole different scenario. Young retired. He didn't have a choice. He would have been brain dead with the amount of concussions that man had.
Peyton Manning? I mean, you can only... Brett Favre? Yeah, I mean, and Brett Favre stuck in there, too. He was like...
After his first season with the Vikings. He should not have come back after that for that second season because he got annihilated.
Yeah, he did.
I'm looking through Do you want to go over some news, and I'll get the spreadsheet up for the games?
Yeah, let's.
I know you had some stuff on the list.
Well, yeah. While you're doing that, I can get the news real quick. So, guys, right. Real quick on the news, Henderson, their best damn running back, the Rams' wave rushing leader, Henderson. That one's. So the Rams went with running back Darrell Henderson Jr., the team announced today. Henderson played just 4 snaps in Sunday's loss to the New Orleans with Cam Akers and rookie Kyren Williams getting the majority work in the backfield. On Monday, Rams coach Sean McVay said Henderson felt his knee during pregame drills. He felt a little something in his knee. And that was kind of what led to Cam and Kyren getting the majority of the work, McVay said. Yeah, I seriously doubt that. Akers led the Rams in rushing during Sunday's games, but Williams had more snaps. I don't understand it. That guy was like a bell cow. You know, Henderson, when Akers was hurt, Henderson was doing the work. And I don't even think, yeah, I mean – I wouldn't have let him go, but I guess you got to do what you got to do because they're at the bottom right now. And then also, folks, the Cardinals, they fired their O-line coach in Mexico over an incident. Sean Kugler, the Arizona Cardinals fired offensive line coach and run game coordinator. Yeah, they fired because that running in Arizona was horrible. That's why he got fired. In Arizona, let's see, Kugler was sent home on Monday morning ahead of Arizona's blowout loss to my San Francisco 49ers on Monday. So, yeah, I think usually when something like that, somebody's got to be the scapegoat. And I guess he was the scapegoat. So he got fired. You got it up?
Yep, got it up. Okay, so this is actually a pretty easy one that we had for week 11 because you got 3 picks wrong and I only got 3 picks wrong. So we ended up tying.
Nice.
So we got the Titans, Falcons, Ravens, and Bills games correct. I went with Washington, of course. You went with the Texans, so I got that one. We got the Eagles right. I went with the Jets. You went with the Patriots. You got that one. I picked the Saints over the Rams. I somehow got that right. We both got the Giants wrong because I was not expecting that.
Yeah,
we got the Raiders right somehow, You got your upset pick of the week correct. You got the Cowboys. I almost wanted to just black that one completely out and be like, "That's not even."
You know what? I didn't even DM you. I didn't say anything. I said, "You know what? I'm going to wait till the show," and you know,
our Cowboy fan fanatic Canadian friend Jeff was already trying to get goad at me with that.
Yeah, that's why I didn't. I said, you know what? You already got one ugly troll bothering you, so I won't, you know.
And then we got the last 3 games correct. The Bengals, Chiefs, and 49ers. So,
yeah.
And I was concerned with actually none of those. Those last 3 I was not. So we'll do our picks, and then we can just kind of chat some others.
World Cup, folks. I mean, I'm a patriot, and I love rooting for my USA. And so we'll talk. I did watch all the games. I even got up in the morning to watch some of the games. So we'll talk. Oh my God, one of the biggest, like Argentina, Messi. Oh my God, Messi. What happened?
There was an image I shared to you. And the 2 players smashed together that somebody clipped. Ooh. I'm not going to show that one, but it was.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
It was nasty. So we'll knock the picks out for week 12,
we'll talk a little bit of World Cup. Talk a little World Cup.
Yep, and college football because we're getting close to college playoff time, as well.
Damn it, Tennessee! What the hell happened? Good Lord. Them so, damn, what are the Cocks? They got beat by the Gamecocks.
Yeah, that was a brutal one. So week first game is well, actually we have what, 3 games on Thanksgiving, so this should be fun.
Yeah.
Bills at the Lions.
You know, we already know that one. You know who I'm going. I'm going with that.
I don't even need to ask. Neither of us need to know on that one. So next up will be Giants at the Cowboys, and
I'm going with the Cowboys because they're on a roll. I got respect when respect due, and I'm not a huge Cowboy, lover and all that. But
I'm in the NFC East. I'm a Washington fan, a diehard Skins fan, and even I know that I have to pick the Cowboys on that one because I'm sorry, with Pollard, the way he's been running, he could be in the MVP list.
Well, let's not talk. Well, Dak's been playing good too now.
Right? Dak's saying Dak has been good. He was good. He's been damn good since he came back. But I'm just saying Pollard has been the shining star on that team.
Yes, I agree.
I wasn't expecting.
So we're going with the Cowboys.
Yep. Patriots at the Vikings is the next one. I'm going to go Vikings on that one.
Oof.
I think they'll turn it around. I think they got a nice little secondary slice of humble pie with that ass beating they got by the Cowboys. Just because we saw what happened. They got beat by the Eagles, and they went on a hellacious winning streak. They got their asses handed to them by the Cowboys, and I think they'll turn it around. I don't know if they'll win the rest of their games, but I think that they'll be able to beat the Patriots.
Giving you my upset of the week, folks. I'm going with the Patriots upset.
Ooh. All right. Cool. So next up, Denver. Honestly, don't know. Broncos at the Panthers. I don't know on this one. Panthers have a new quarterback starting that has not played in all.
We're gonna call this the toilet bowl right here. The toilet bowl.
Yeah, this is sponsored by Mr. Clean because this is. They're going to need to clean up the toilet.
What happened? Russell, what happened, man?
It's just that time, and he just should just hang his cleats up.
I'm going to have to go with the Broncos because they got they're going to start a quarterback that hasn't played. Donald is back, and I think he's just going to get murked by the Broncos. I'm going with the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going Broncos as well. And it's solely because the changing quarterback. For you're putting a guy in that has not played all season. Who knows how he's going to play? We know how he played. He got killed every time. Every time he's in, he just the defense just demolishes that poor kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be any different. Next up will be Bucks at the Browns. I'm going with Brady and the Bucks on that one.
I'm going with Cleveland. I'm going with Cleveland.
All right. Well, we'll see. It should be an interesting one.
Going with the Chubster. Chubb.
What happened to him? What happened to him for during week 11? Because did he run that much? Because I think he got shut down.
And that's why I think that's why he's going to bring the pain in this next game.
All right. So Ravens. Ravens at Jacksonville.
Oh my God! The Ravens didn't play that great either, man. That was a horrible last game they played.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn.
Oof.
Where's the So let's see here. Baltimore won 13-3 against a crappy Cleveland. Where was Jacksonville's score again? Or were they on a bye? They must have been. They're coming off. I almost want to say Jacksonville might pick up a win. Jacksonville is. Let's see. What's Jacksonville's Raven? Jacksonville is 3-7.
Right. That defense has in the offense.
So they're playing the 7-3. The Ravens are 7-3. Jacksonville's 3-7.
3-7. You know what? I'm gonna go with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's I kind of wanted to as well because
Because I think Jackson's trying to do so much throwing and so much running. And they got receivers down too, man. They got some receivers down.
Yeah. But and they're screwed if they lose their star quarterback. I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm going to give it to the fresh team coming off the bye. I'm going to give it to the Jags.
And Jacksonville's not a bad team. They had potential. They just, I don't know what happened. They
don't know how to finish games. Got to finish games.
Yeah, so maybe the bye will help them. Maybe this is a wake-up call to help them out. I don't
know. So wait a minute. You're going with the Jags? You're going with the Jags?
I'm going with Jacksonville as well, yeah.
All right.
Cool. Texans at Dolphins.
I'm going with Miami. Going with Miami.
I know. I was like,
that's a no-brainer.
I kind of figured that one.
Okay, here's another stinker. All right, hold on. We got to talk about your boy Wilson. He got to the podium and he pretty much did not want to, like, not my fault. He threw the team, the coach, everybody under the bus. This guy, I mean, he looked like the. They're getting ready to start. They're going to start the backup. I don't even think he's going to be a starter. I don't even think he's going to be starting.
I don't blame him. You don't. That's like the unwritten code book. There's a rule book that you know. There's the guy code book, guy code. That in football, there is an unwritten rules. There are certain rules you don't break.
Yeah.
That is one of them. And that is the consequence that you face.
I played bad. It was my fault. Hopefully we'll play good.
If you're Aaron Rodgers, you know what? You can do whatever the hell you want.
He ain't done this kid ain't done nothing.
That's what I was getting at. I'm saying if you are Aaron Rodgers, you are allowed to do that because you're Aaron freaking Rodgers. Right. When you are Zach Nobody Wilson, you're now a benched quarterback that is a nobody again.
The only thing you've known is you've been sleeping with other people's mamas. That's what you're known for. Damn.
Hold on. Let me see. I want to get their Jets roster.
Oh, you're looking. And I'm just looking. I'm going with Chicago. Just so you know, I'm going with Chicago. Because I do believe in Fields. And I believe
Fields
in,
Fields has looked good, man. Fields has looked good. Okay, hold on. I'm going to see. So on the Jets roster. Okay, so Wilson's done. So they're either going with
their receiver said, we can't play like SHIT anymore, man. We can't play like this.
So
we play like crap.
I'm wondering. Well, damn it! I wish I knew who they were starting. If they're starting Flacco, I would say the Jets are going to win it.
Let me tell you something. Here's a stat for you, folks. Here's a fact stat. Joe Flacco has thrown more touchdowns than your boy Wilson. How's that for you?
I don't. They shouldn't have benched him.
Since Wilson has been back, that's right, folks. Joe Flacco has thrown more TDs than Zach Wilson.
Look what Wilson does. Throws the entire team under the bus. I'm surprised he didn't blame it on the ownership as well. So I know you're going Bears. I'm going to go Jets.
Jesus Christ, you're such a homer. All right, I'm definitely going to DM you. I'm going to DM you.
I don't be like, see that, but the thing is they have a chance if it's White. Flacco. I don't know though.
They're going to go with White. The word is White. I heard they were going with White.
If that's the case, I got to go with the Bears because I've been watching the field and they're letting him White. Run the ball, but they're letting. I don't know why I'm typing Fields in there now. I mean, if you've watched some of his game, the last few games, remember when we talked about Fields, he looked good, but he looked bad when they were forcing him to be that pocket passer. But the moment he got to run, what happened? They were getting first downs. And now they're letting him do what he does best, and that's be that hybrid quarterback. And if the Jets aren't starting Flacco, if that's where we're going, Bears got this one done.
Right.
I think Flacco's going to get the start at some point, but he should never have lost it in the first place, especially to Wilson. and Wilson will probably be done with the Jets at the end of the season. Bengals at Titans. That's, yeah. Because the Bengals are good. Damn it, so are the Titans.
So here's the thing. Mixon went down, and they had some what the hell was his name? I forgot his name. Panera, but he played – he got three touchdowns. He played a phenomenal game. But I'm going with my man, Tennessee. Going with Tennessee.
Okay, so going you're Tennessee.
Going with the Titans.
That'll be – so you're going 7-3 Titans to beat the – all right. 6-4. You know what? I'll go with the you're going Titans. I'll go Bengals on this one.
You can go Bengals. Just you know, Joe Mixon got knocked out of the game. They had Samaje Perry, which he got he caught actually receiving. He caught three catches, got three touchdowns. Received 4 for 52 last game, 3 TDs. And also, you know, Chase is not there either. They got Higgins, yeah, who had 148 yards last game. So you go head on with your Bengals. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Could go either way.
King
so,
Henry. Yeah. I'm going with King Henry.
Next up, Falcons at Washington. And I'm going Washington on that one. I think Washington has figured out how to win. And that is utilizing their running.
Wait a minute. You're going Atlanta versus Washington, right?
Yep. It's in Washington, home game for the
going with the Funky Bird. Going with Atlanta, baby. Woo!
You think the Dirty Birds are going to get the pick up a win?
I can see Mariota to London, and we still Cordell Patterson is back. We also got a pretty cool – yeah, I can see your Washington.
It's going to be a good game either way. Right. I still think Washington's going to win it. But next Falcons, up, Chargers at at Arizona.
I'm going with the Chargers, man. I don't believe in the Falcons no more. I mean, the Cards no more.
Cardinals, I don't either. Yeah. And it's nothing personal against that team. It's just their quarterback is
– well, their quarterback's out. They're out. He's out.
Which is what messed them up.
So I don't know. Is he supposed to be coming back this game?
I don't know. I haven't seen any reports saying he's on his way back.
It was fun watching the Niners not Colt around too. That was great.
Next up, Raiders at the Seahawks.
Wow, it was. Hey, the Raiders did win.
They did win.
I'm going with Raiders. I'm going with Raiders.
You're on the Raiders on that one. I'm gonna go with the Seahawks.
Ooh, this is gonna be a hell of a week. This is gonna be a hell of a week, folks. Because we know, like,
we usually were on par, but I've just been what the hell?
Nah, we gotta next change it up.
We'll be on par with this next one. Rams at the Chiefs. Do I even need to ask who you're picking on that one?
You don't. Come on, man. It's Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes is going to just annihilate
my homie. Holy cow.
Can you? Holy. I mean, that is going to be brutal. Saints at 49ers is the next one. And I'm obviously we know who you're going with. That's who I would be picking as well, because there's no chance on that one. So our Sunday night. Sunday night feature is going to be the Green Bay Packers at the Eagles. And that's going to be our farewell to Aaron Rodgers.
Can I get the Philly special, please?
we're probably going to see Jordan Love hop on in there, because this might be Rodgers' last.
Got to do with it. Yeah,
this might be Aaron Rodgers' last game.
Going with Philly, ooh, man.
He's going to get beat down.
Jalen Hurts year, man. Jalen Hurts.
He's going to put the Hurts on the Packers, that's for sure. And our Monday night feature is going to be Steelers at the Colts. And I want to say Colts on this one, but I'm not.
I love Jeff Saturday, so I'm going to go with the Colts. I'm going with the Colts. He almost won, folks. They almost won.
Yeah, they did.
They almost won.
All right, so this will definitely be a fun week 12 to see how we do.
I know, man. This is oh, crazy. Oh man,
every once in a while we got to shake things up and really be like, all right, let's throw it all in. Okay, so we're last 10 minutes of the show, we're just going to kind of shoot around and talk sports. You want to talk soccer, cuz that's not really my area of expertise. No. Also, real quick, yes. It's World Cup time, and if you want to know everything there is to know, there is 24/7 coverage of the World Cup on Sportscast. Every day, just head over to Sportscast on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook game, Facebook, wherever they're at. They've got 24/7 coverage. It's been on like every day since the World Cup started. I've watched a couple of them, but I don't understand what's going on, so I end up vacating because that's not my area. That's just not my sport.
Not a problem. First of all, holy crap, Manchester United sacked Cristiano Ronaldo, who plays for Team Portugal. That is huge in the news. This man, since he's turned 30, has gone downhill. That is shocking. But anyway, to the World Cup. I was playing football when I was young, so I love the World Cup. England, huge shout out to England. They put a hurting on Iran. They tied their record. 6 goals. England got 6 goals over Iran. Ooh. And then the Netherlands, and I love me the Dutch, man. They won 2 against Senegal, and then USA tied Woo. With Wales 1-1. I'm so pissed off because we were leading all the way up to like the 80 minutes, and then we just let them score and. That should have been 3 points for us, and it's not. It's 1-1. Hopefully, I mean, we got England. We got to go up against England. You know, we're in their group, so hopefully we can beat that, and that doesn't come back to haunt us. But people, got to tell you about probably the worst shock ever. Argentina, which got one of the greatest players in the world, Messi, they lost to Saudi Arabia 2-1, and in Saudi Arabia, they made that win today is a national, like, it's gonna be a national holiday, and they are celebrating. We're gonna make this win a holiday, so they're celebrating.
Wow.
Yeah,
so does that mean that they're out, like they're done?
No. They still they're not out of it. They still have a chance, but they're in a tough. See, here's when you're in a group, it's tough, man. It's tough. You got to score a lot of goals, and you have to win your games. But that is like a upset. Like that's like the Washington Commanders winning the Super Bowl. That's how bad that is.
What am I laughing about?
That's how bad that is. And then, wow. And then,
I thought you would have at least thrown the Jets in there to win the Super Bowl, but yeah. Ouch.
I watched Mexican and Poland. That was 0-0. You had also the Denmark game and Tunisian 0-0. Then it was France and Australia. Australia got the first goal, and everybody was like, oh no. And then, holy crap, France just came back 4-1. Just amazing, amazing, amazing game. I can't even, some of these names are weird, but it's French and I can't say their names that much, but dang it, right. France won. But and then tomorrow, guys, we got some more great games coming up. Let me just tell you who's coming out tomorrow. Soccer World Cup. Here we go, the 23rd. So looks like we have, oh my God, Germany and Japan. We have Spain and Croatia. That ought to be a good game. We got the Belgians against Canada. The Belgium is a great, great team. Canada's good. They're in there. We also have Croatia. And who the hell they're going up against? They're going, I can't even pronounce. But I got, let's see, just some real quick picks. Definitely, I got Germany over Japan. I got Spain over Croatia, and I got Belgium over Canada. Those are my picks for tomorrow. And I also got Croatia going to win their game as well. So those are my picks for the World Cup tomorrow. There you go.
Nice. Yeah. So we'll shift over real quick. We'll talk some college football. Did you catch what happened? Did you see the Volunteer Tennessee?
Because I don't know if they got their butts kicked, man. They got their butts kicked.
I think South Carolina set a record. So South Carolina Gamecocks beat the Tennessee Volunteers 63-38.
Yes.
I don't. Now there was actually another game that was even worse of a different point differential, and that was the Washington Huskies were facing the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't know what the hell conference that is in or division or whatever. But Washington Huskies won 54-7. I was like, ouch. Woo.
Yeah.
But I think like Alabama, though, they beat some us. I don't know who the hell they are. I mean, it was probably an unknown. They won 34-0. Kansas State Wild beat West Virginia 48-31. Oregon State beat Arizona State 31-7. I mean, there were some pretty big scores, but I don't think anybody saw the 63-38 game happen.
Right.
But we're getting close to college football playoff time. I'm still torn on the whole playoff system, the way it's done, because to me, it still favors the same teams every year, just like it was before they had this playoff system. Mm-hmm. I think it still favors the same ones, and we see the top four.
Alabama's lost, I think, twice. They're still going to get in there. Alabama's still going to get in there.
The college football playoff rankings, nothing. It didn't really change going into week 12.
TCU.
Ohio State is still at number one. The top four remain the same. Georgia's number one. Mm-hmm. Ohio State is number two. Michigan, number three. And TCU is in at four after its walk-off win over Baylor. There was a shakeup behind the teams ranked in the top four. However, among the most notable, Tennessee fell from number five to number 10. That's a pretty big drop.
That is.
After a blowout loss to unranked South Carolina. Woofed.
Yeah.
And North Carolina went from number 13 to number 17 after losing to Georgia Tech.
Yes.
And from what I've been looking through all my sources and stuff, and they're still saying Alabama's overrated. The two-loss Crimson Tide chimed in at number seven, one spot ahead of one-loss Clemson, and three spots ahead of a Tennessee team with the same record that it lost to in October. Why? Because of a recency bias and the fact that Tennessee just got smoked by unranked South Carolina, which I don't know if that's really a good enough excuse, but it is what it is. I don't make the rankings. Alabama struggled to beat Texas, Arkansas, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss. That's in addition to their good losses to number five LSU and number 10 Tennessee. So this is what my problem is with the way that the rankings are done. I still think they need to tinker with it. I still think they need to fix things. The most underrated team, apparently, one of them is USC. It's listed as underrated. And then Oregon is another one of those that's overrated. Washington Huskies, that's that one that I told you about. They're 13th ranked, and they're in the underrated section. So they go they defeated Oregon on the road and has a win over number 21 Oregon State. That has to matter. The passing attack, but led by quarterback Michael Penix Jr., is one of the most dynamic in the country. And coach Kalen DeBoer has resurrected a once proud program into a contender in one season. I wish Washington could do that. You know, I wish Rivera could have resurrected our team but we'll get there once we get rid of our ownership. So it'll be interesting. I know we'll definitely. So the top 10 for college football, Georgia's number one undefeated. Ohio State is number two undefeated at 11-0.
Michigan.
Michigan's number three undefeated, and TCU is undefeated at 11-0. Your four top, your top four are all 11-0. That's crazy. LSU is number five, 9-2. USC is 10-1 at number six. Alabama's number 9-2 at number seven. Clemson's 10-1 at number eight, and Oregon is 9-2 at number nine, and Tennessee comes in at number 10 at 9-2. I mean, I guess we could
five. They dropped five down.
Yeah. Penn State's 11th. Kansas State comes in at number 12. Washington's number 13. Utah, 14. Notre Dame is number 15. Florida State's number 16. Wow, I remember when they used to be back, you know, way up at the top of the rankings for the longest time, and then they just kind of fell apart. North Carolina, 17th at 9-2. UCLA is 18th. Tulane is 19th. Ole Miss is at ranked 20th.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd because Alabama lost to them.
Right.
Oregon State, 21. UCF, 22. Texas, 23. Cincinnati, 24. And Louisville is coming in at 25.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm kind of excited because I don't follow college football a whole lot. I follow the Hawkeyes, but you know, we don't ever rank very often. So Hawkeye football is not, the program is struggling lately.
See, I was always being from North Carolina, ACC, you know, Atlantic Conference.
I grew up in Virginia. So one would think that, you know, when I was going to school that I would have gone to Virginia Tech or, you know, I would have been a Cavalier fan.
Right.
As a Hawkeye in Florida State. When I got my football scholarships, I had Maryland, Florida State, Virginia Tech, and Iowa gave me one, and I turned down the only one I was going to go with was Maryland, and because the two that I wanted to go to only provided me a partial scholarship. They didn't give me a full 4 years, so I was like, nope. But then I blew my knee out, and then I just said I didn't even take the scholarship offer that they said I could still go to school. And I was like, even my dad was like, you know, you could still go to school for that. I was like, I don't want to go to school to learn. I was going to school to play football, to go to the NFL and be a superstar. Right. That's be like what superstar. Every kid wants. Nobody wants to go to college.
Right.
If you're,
right.
But, you know, life happens, and here I am talking that's sports right. anyway. So it all worked out. So, guys, that is a wrap for us. We are done. We'll see you back here.
Happy turkey.
Yes, enjoy, it is Thanksgiving this week.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Our boss was actually asked me if we were even going to do a show today, and I was like, week 11 was too crazy not to have a show.
Right.
But, yes, Thursday's Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much or you're going to end up looking like me, and, you know, nobody wants that.
You're guaranteed maybe, me too, and then you say me and Ray, and then you're like, nah, better not.
I thought about it, but I was like, maybe not. Don't put yourself into a food coma, but enjoy the holidays. Enjoy family. Mate. Try to enjoy family. We all know how that works out sometimes. Blow up your
house from deep frying turkey now.
I've seen those YouTube videos. And make sure to tune into Sportscast on YouTube. I tweeted out the link. They are going to be live every day, almost. Right. I think actually every day for soccer World Cup. All of those they're going to be talking about besides our stuff on Tuesdays.
Go USA!
I'm actually going to post their link right there. Is their link? You can click on that, hit the subscribe button. If you're a soccer fan, football, whatever you want to call it, make sure to subscribe today and give them a follow on Twitch, follow them on Twitter, wherever, and make sure you catch their shows every day. I'm going for, they're actually live.
Go before Team we USA. Went live. They just, Go Team USA.
They actually had just finished the show right before we went live. So it was perfect timing. Otherwise, we'll see you guys back here. Same time, same
Happy
place.
Thanksgiving. Go Team USA, baby.
Everybody. We will see you guys next week. We're out of here.